join hands with him. We've been made to sit with him. Praise God. He has deputized us in the earth to be his mouthpiece, to be his ambassadors. He has given us all of himself, not just a part of it, but all of himself. So let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, coming in the likeness of men in time, and being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross in time. Jesus died in time. Praise the Lord. And then, therefore, because he died in obedience to God for the remission of the sin of the world, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee should bow and every tongue confess, those in heaven, those on the earth, praise the Lord, and those under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Jesus died in time. He rose from the dead in time. It is all the set times of God. Having died and having been raised by the quickening power of the Holy Ghost and having been made to sit at the right hand of God the Father, he has made us sit with him. Praise the Lord. Come to the book of Romans. Romans 8, verse 28. Romans 8 and verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good. We know. So let's say right now, the biological clock may be ticking. Right now, financially, you're not where you are supposed to be. Right now, in your educational pursuit, you're not where you are supposed to be. But in Jesus, every dream can be realized. In Jesus, the weak become strong and the feeble become mighty. In Jesus, dreams are birthed and born again. And we know all things. Hallelujah. Work together for the good of those who love God and those who are the called according to his purpose. You want to change the word purpose to timing. You are called to God's timing. You have been called to the timing of the Lord because you are in Jesus. You have been called to the timing of Jehovah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come back again to the book of the Psalms. Psalm 102. Now let me show you a few things there and I will close. Look at verse 8. Psalm 102, verse 8. My enemies reproach me all day long. Do you see the word there, all day long? Those who deride me swear an oath against me. Now, all day long may look to you like everlasting, but it is not everlasting. My bones. It says, For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mingled my drink with weeping. Look at verse 11. My days are like a shadow, and lengthens and withers like grass. And then it comes to Revelation. Revelation always is a gateway to recovery. But you, O Lord, Jesus, my enemies reproach me all day long. But see what it says in verse 12. But you, O Lord, shall endure forever. Not days, but forever. Oh, praise the Lord. And the remembrance of your name to all generations. Then he says, you will arise. And the timing of the Lord shall arise in your camp. You will arise and have mercy on Zion. You know the song we used to sing, let God arise, his enemies be scattered. It's timing. Sometimes whilst you are singing, the enemy is getting better. When Moses showed the rod of God in Egypt, it actually made Pharaoh's heart more hardened. He actually went against the odds and did more. But the final straw is in the hand of the Maker. But your Lord shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generation. You'll arise and have mercy on Zion for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time has come. And then look from verse 14. For your servants take pleasure in her stones. Stones meaning the house of God. If you take interest in the house of God, the stones that build up Zion, if you take interest in the divine stones of God, the house of God, the building of the house of God, if you take interest in that, you are in the set time of God. You are in the set clock of God. Praise the Lord. If anything happens in your way, it may look negative to you, but then you can quote Romans 8 and say, for we know all things are working together for good because I've been called to his timing or purpose. But you must love to build the kingdom of God. You must love the stones, take pleasure in the stones of the house of the Lord, and show favor to her dust. So the nation shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory. For the Lord shall build up Zion. He shall appear in his glory. He shall regard the prayer of the destitute, and shall not despise their prayers. You take comfort in building the house of God. The second thing you take comfort in is in the power of prevailing prayer. The Lord shall regard the prayer of the destitute. The Lord shall regard the prayer of his anointed and shall not despise their prayer. Praise the Lord. Verse 19 says, for he looked down from the heights of the sanctuary. From heaven the Lord viewed the earth to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to release those appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion, his praise in Jerusalem. And when the peoples are gathered together and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. God is on your side. Though the vision tarry, he says wait. Wait does not mean, you know, just browse back and forth doing nothing. Wait means conduct your heart right, just like Abraham did for 24 years. Waiting is a time of nurturing. It's a time of grooming. It's a time of building and developing character. If you can wait, you will be able to know surely the visitation of God is upon you. The timing of the Lord is upon you. Just as he did for Moses and did for Abraham in the set time of God. Just as he did for Hannah. Just as he did for Sarah. Just as he did for Mary. He will do it for you. Praise the Lord. He will do it for you. He will do it again and again and again and again and again. He's a God of Abraham. He's a God of Isaac. He's a God of Israel. He's a God of Jacob. He's a God of the church. And what he did then, he will do it again. So in the set time of the Lord, we too will take pleasure in the stones. We'll take pleasure in the house of the Lord. The stones in Zion, we'll take pleasure in it. We'll let that become important to us. We'll let that become the epitome of our affection that will really consume our passion. And we'll lift up the banner of prayer. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. We'll lift up the banner of prayer. And God will hear us. Can you say amen? Praise the Lord forevermore. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Stand to your feet. Let's pray. Heavenly King of glory, I thank you for tonight. I thank you. Again, you are reminding us of the set time of God. This is your year. This is our year. This is